I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready for Survivor Series War Games tonight. The traditional match, you could tell they haven't cared about it, put really a lot of thought into it in quite some time and just kind of threw everything together. Sad but true, but a great start. New tradition for, you know, Thanksgiving. And I'm excited for it to happen. And we'll get to all of it after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. What's up, everybody? Happy Saturday. Happy, finally, Survivor Series War Games. I personally am really looking forward to it. I hope everyone else is well. Again, last year I thought they did a good job with Vince in charge. I just, wanted Black and Gold to win on their way out. No offense to anyone. I just, still the fake, gangster guy in the tracksuit and Grayson Waller, whatever you call that elbow thing that he does. Like, it was ugly as sin. Good match. Just not my cup of tea. Didn't enjoy seeing them win, but I'm really stoked. I think Triple H has really, gone out of his way to make sure that this is going to go well and very well. I think, he's not going to let us down on these matches because, that was his thing to bring it into NXT and it went very well. They did really good things with it every year. So I think it's going to be, a killer night altogether, minus one thing, but, can't win them all, I guess, is what we're going to go with that one. But it should be really, actually fantastic. They got good people in there, and no one listening to this right now or watching this, whatever the hell you're doing, however you are, thank you. But no one watching this can say that they've enjoyed the traditional Survivor Series matches because they didn't even really build towards them the last couple of years. It was just ready, steady, here you go, you're in it. And they kind of, did that with some of this, but especially on, the men's side, whereas here and there, more like, but the same women have been going after each other for months, really. So, from the Raw side there, which really hasn't been good, but I'm really looking forward to it. So before we get into that, I just have to say one thing, and that is that whoever booked the finish, Strowman and Ricochet on SmackDown, that was fucking stupid. You're fired, wherever you are. I'm firing you from everyone. And everyone said, well, what do you think was going to happen? I knew what was going to happen. We all fucking knew what was going to happen. But Strowman all up in Ray, barely getting touched. And we're going to believe that Ricochet is going to put him in a crucifix and hold him down for that much time. No one in their right mind ever believes that was going to happen. Like, you could have had them just, distract ref, bing, bada boom, he does it, game over. Might have been done a million times, but guess what? It would have made sense. It would have been believable. So it was going, the dude that literally got, over 100 pounds, 100 pounds on him? Yeah, he's not holding him down like that in a crucifix at all. Ever. So I fucking hated that. Thought they did a lot of good stuff otherwise, but that was really dumb. Again, that's why there's comments on here. Tell me what you thought about that. I thought it was hot garbage. Again, we can all think of a million other ways they could have done it where it didn't look like that. And again, I get trying to do it different, but you got to do it different to where it at least looks good and makes sense. And that's just, and all you people that are going to yell and go, it's scripted. No shit. That's why I'm saying they could have booked it some other way because he's not crucifix pinning Strowman and not being able to kick out of it ever. Not a snowflake's chance in any sort of hell. But with that being said, let's move on. War Games. I'm excited for it. Everyone should be excited for it. I don't get all the hate that I saw, though, last night when it was Becky, that came out. By the way, everyone at Fox and everyone here on the East Coast, you could say it with me. Whoever's in charge of all that at Fox, they're fired for having the UCLA Cal football game on when SmackDown was supposed to start. And not even that they had it on. It's they got the ball and it was game over like a minute and a half left. They made it all the way to the end. We watched like 3, 4, 5 minutes of commercials just for them to go back to the game to sign off for the game. And then they went back into 2 or 3 more minutes of commercials before they started SmackDown. Like, whoever made that decision, you're actually, dumb. That was terrible. I'm just happy I wasn't the only one. But by the time we got to it, a lot of people were pissed about Becky, being the one. But what other viable option did they have? And again, that's why main event in the fucking comment section. Tell me where you thought what they could have done. There you go. Where else could they have gone with it? They could have brought Naomi back, but I mean, because at least people would have been like, woo, and it would have got, you know, some kind of reaction, but would have made sense. It could have got Candace for the way they, you know, damage control chain, you know, treated her. But again, who would have cared if she was in it? Sasha, because it's going to be in Boston, but bringing her back as a face after everything, it's not going to work. We all know it. She's a better heel. Yeah, and no one would have believed it. Would have been big, but no one would have believed it. I don't think it wouldn't have worked. Charlotte, we all know she can only be a heel, and I'm not personally ready for her to come back. Everyone can say it is, because look, Shotzi's even getting a title shot now. At least it's something different. It's not the same thing over and over again. You know, the second she comes back, it's going to be the same thing over and over again. She never adapts or does anything new. It's just the same Charlotte over and over and over again. She's super talented. She's super athletic. She's a freak. But I'm not ready to see the same thing over and over again on repeat for months on end. And who else do we have that we can even list there that would have made a viable option? Unless it was some other surprise. Like, there was no other ones. You can get as mad as you want. Who else were they going to pick? This is me actually leading my hand, doing one of these. Who else were they going? It makes sense. And to see the man thing and not big time Bex and all that, and the man being on the screen and, you know, her mentioning herself as the man, you know, I'm okay with that, because I think big time Bex ran its course with all the outfits, the attitude, like all of it. Yeah, I think that was going to be the plan with her losing to Bianca and then the injury and all that. Like, so it worked out even better. But yeah, I think it ran its course. Everyone knew it ran its course. Let her go back to the man and then, you know, have another run at the Rumble, and she can beat Ronda at WrestleMania, and they can make up for the one shoulder not being down a few years ago, and everything will be good in the world. Hopefully we don't see Ronda ever again. But what other option anyone have than picking Becky? Like, literally, what else were they going to do? Someone tell me, you know, what else they were going to do in that situation. I don't think there's anything they could have done in that situation. That was the best call. Tell me if you had a better one, why it was a better one. But to me, that's all they had. So then I get, like, Becky again, but where else were they going to go with it? Nowhere. That's fucking where. Nowhere. And the LA Knight stuff and Bray Wyatt, like, I've been digging the way they've been building it. You know, crowd reaction all across the board. And I'm looking forward to just being in the ring. Just like everyone else, I thought they've been doing that very, very well. Mary. Sleeping meds I get from the VA. Dry mouth in the morning. But really, really excited for what they're going to do. Minus, yeah, I'm sad that we're not going to see, you know, any of that. They brought Strowman in. They brought, you know, Cross and all these people. And they're not on the thing, but we're still looking at the card thinking that could all be really, really good. And that's a really, really good thing. I'm looking forward to it. Without further ado, I give you the first match that we're going to talk about. If it actually, there we go, if it works behind me. Ronda and Shotzi, SmackDown Women's Championship. And we all know I love Shotzi. And I have others who actually honestly thinks she has a snowflake's chance in hell in beating Ronda. And then I'd say, go bash your head against a wall. I'll bash my head against a wall till it makes sense, if it makes you feel any better. It's not going to happen. We all know that Shotzi's walking out of it. I just really hope that they shock us all. And she said, I'm going to shock the world, yeah, against Ronda. Like, sure, whatever. Like, but if they have a good match, like, that would shock the world. You know, none of us have a really high bar going into that, I don't think. So, you know, all you have to do is put on a decent match and people will be okay with it. But obviously, Ronda's winning that one. I mean, it doesn't even, like, I can go ask, like, Hannah even knows, and she doesn't really ever watch it. She could do it without ever watching it. We all know where this is going. So there's that to get the easy one out of the way. You know, we all know. Then we get on to the one I'm excited about. I'm really actually excited about Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory, and Seth Rollins for the United States Championship. That should be a great match. And everyone that was bitching and moaning, you know, about Theory cashing in, you know, on the U.S. title and losing and him going after that title, not a big one, one who actually believed that, I mean, he wasn't going to go out there cashing Usos or anything. We're going to get involved. Roman pummels him and it's over. Anyway, he went after that. He got rid of the briefcase. Now they can move it back to WrestleMania. So there's none of that weird stuff because we knew he wasn't going to beat him. He went after that. He lost it. Guess what? Look at the new, I said, it's going to be a good thing. Well, they could put him in a whole different direction and get done with it. Now he's not taking selfies. He's super aggressive and showing that he could actually do it without being a jackass. And he's immediately into the title picture for the United States Championship with Seth Rollins and Bobby Lashley, who have been, you know, up there for years now. So for everyone that said it was the dumbest thing ever, look where he is now from it. You think he's better off doing that, or do you think he's better off, you know, holding on to money in the bank just so we know he can get just mauled by Roman at some point? Like, who actually honestly believed it was going to work good? I knew it wasn't. There's no point. They found a way to get it off of him. It made sense, and he's directly into a title picture with a whole new attitude, and it's a good thing. He needed it. Granted, in this one, I want to put it between Seth and Theory. It'd be good to see Lashley. It'd be, you know, Lashley could just go be a monster and just pummel people, and we know Brock's coming back at some point. Yeah, even though, you know, Dan told me there's a rumor they didn't, you know, there's a problem with his pay last time around, but yeah, again, that's what he, I haven't heard anything. I don't pay attention to any of it, but I don't see him needing it. And Seth really doesn't need it. Him losing it so fast wouldn't make a lot of sense, but he doesn't fucking need it. He's Seth Rollins. And him, in Theory, can drag this out for a while. So, yeah, he wins this one because of something. Theory gets him, like, they can drag it out, have some great thing for months on end. I think they could tear the house down if afforded the proper opportunity. Do I know who's going to? No, but to have Theory, you know, I think this would be too early after having that whole cash-in failure. And the thing, like, just to put a title on him right away, but right now they're going in a great direction. I fully support, like, him being a jackass, like him on going to Mania a few years ago. Didn't like it, didn't make sense. Him being a jackass on NXT. He was good at it, but I knew what he could actually do in the ring. Then that whole selfie thing, what, never liked it. This is what he can do. This is what he should have been doing if, you know, geriatric, you know, crazy person wasn't running the things and making all these decisions. I never liked that from the word go, but I don't see, you know, Lashley walking out. I just don't see him, you know, needing it because, you know, him and Brock are one on one. So sooner or later, it's going to happen. Again, I could be completely wrong and he walks out with it, but regardless, I think that's going to be a hell of a match. I think they're going to, yeah, no matter what, yeah, the War Games match is going to steal the show and have all kinds of stuff, but that one's going to be there for outside of War Games matches. That's going to be the match. There's not going to be any outside stupid. There's not going to be any of that normal stupid shit. That's going to be a hell of a match right there. Mark my words. You can even put in the timestamp it with. Mark it right now. That's going to be really good. Like, that's going to be fantastic. Hopefully, I'm guessing, you know, hopefully that starts the show. Yeah, just because, I mean, even though, you know, start with one of the War Games, you know, get it up and going and then, you know, move into things. Maybe go from a War Games two shots, Ian Ronda, to that, to then AJ and Finn and the stupid, and then the men's War Game, just because it's Roman, so they're going to end it. You know, with the men's War Games, you know, that could be a hell of a look. I just solved the problem right there. But that's going to be a hell of a match. Mark my words. That's going to steal it. That's going to be absolutely fantastic. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. Another one, AJ Styles, Finn Balor. Now, I'm hoping AJ does, just because I don't see him, you know, what, him losing another premium live event match. Yeah, PLE. Him losing another one in a row, like, would do for him. So I think he'll have that one just because he brought him, but like, him losing again, like, this is all, you know, Judgment Day's had for, so where do they go from there and anything that matters, you know? I don't see him getting, I just think, you know, between Gallows, Anderson, Dom, Priest, like, you know, stupid's going to get involved. So no offense to them. They could tear the house down. We've seen them tear the house down. If we know what they could do, give them the time. But with this, it's just going to be a bunch of stupid. And I'm hoping for AJ just because, you know, him losing another one just doesn't, man, in a row with others, it seems like that's all he does. I know he, you know, doesn't need the win, but, you know, just lose that many in a row, it doesn't, you know, make sense to me personally, business-wise. I could be completely wrong. What do I know? I don't do this for a living. I do watch it for my whole life, for a living, talk about it. But, yeah, I just don't see it. Hopefully, you know, I'm right on that because I just don't want to see Finn. And, you know, if I'm going to have to stare at Dom in a stupid face, granted, Rhea could be out there after the War Games match if they go first, which I don't see them doing, but I don't want to see it. I don't want to see Finn win another one just because there's going to be so much stupid. So, and there's going to be that much stupid. Let the good guy win. Make someone happy over it. I don't ask much. Literally, I don't ask much. So, definitely, just please, God, tell me what you think. I'm hoping AJ. A lot of people I know that are, you know, on Finn's side, but business-wise and all that, AJ just makes sense instead of having him take another L. We got the women's War Games match with Bianca Belair. Mia Yim, great to see her back. Didn't see it coming just because, you know, Keith's over there in AEW. Didn't see it coming, but glad to see her back. And I know Triple H used her way better than Vince ever attempted to, because he just made her reckoning, put a thing on her face, and then that was it. So really, just shit run bringing her up doing that way. But we'll see what happens. Asuka, Alexa Bliss, and now they announced again Becky Lynch, which I think was the best choice they could have made. First, Damage Control, whose song sucks. Please, someone get this to someone that matters there. Have them give, like, that sucks. See, if you're picking that up on the microphone, even my cat, who right now is in heat, thinks that it I'm going to say that she's not in heat. What? She thinks it sucks, because it does. Let's fix that damn song. Nikki Cross and Rhea Ripley. Again, if they do it first, we could see her there with Dom's stupid face. But, you know, in this one, I think it has to be Becky getting the win on someone. You know, Becky, Nikki, you know, something. Just to have her come back. Just because, like, if Bailey pins, you know, Bianca or any of them, like, I just feel they're going to drag it on even worse. We don't need to see them at it again for the millionth time. But if Damage Control wins, I just think they're going to drag it out. You know, I call me wrong, but they've been doing it for this long. It really just does feel like they're going to. And I just don't want to see it. So I don't know. No one could go, hey, see, I didn't say I was making picks. Hey, that one can go either way. Now, I think hopefully Becky being on there and her coming back, you know, gets the advantage to them. Because, you know, I mean, Damage Control, I mean, you hear the crowd. I mean, I hear a lot of crickets. The song sucks. Doesn't really seem to be a thing. You know, they're, I mean, they're a unit, but they're just not jiving, at least to my ear. I just haven't, you know, felt it as much since they came back. And I don't think they need it, you know. Let Becky and one of them get the win. If anyone, maybe if Rhea gets the win on Bianca, maybe. So they could finally have that happen like they were supposed to forever ago. Maybe this is the way to get to that, which again, I'd be completely okay with as long as the finish makes sense. Sorry, as long as we don't see Bailey anywhere near Bianca for a while, because I just don't want to see it again. And I'll be okay with it. I think it's going to be a great match. I think there's a lot of super talented people in there that could do a lot of things. And we've seen what, you know, Dakota can do, and Io, Rhea, like we've seen, but all of them, Bianca as well, can do in that thing. So I really, you know, want to see what they can do. I think their experience is going to help the people that haven't been in it before, because they've been at NXT for so long. You know, again, just walk out of there without Bailey anywhere near the title, and I'll be okay, because literally it's been the same thing since, what, SummerSlam? She came back, and it's that was at the end of July this year. It's now the end of November, and they're still doing it. Yeah, so. Yeah, I think 4 months is enough to finally make it go away. So long as we get to that outcome, I'm going to be a happy, happy man. And then that's the big one, the main event here. We got the Bloodline versus the Brawling Brutes. Drew McIntyre and Kevin Owens. Granted, it didn't surprise anyone when he came back. It was announced as, you know, the fifth member of the team. Like, but him and, like, I loved him in Roman's matches. Through that span there during, excuse me, the Thunderdome era, like, I thoroughly enjoyed that. I thought they tore it down. I do think that Heyman should have punched the referee or something and knocked him down when he couldn't get the handcuff key to work, because it was going eight and everyone stops. Thought that was kind of dumb. But they had great matches for forever, and they drug it out, and they kept getting it better every time. So I'd love to see, you know, him go and get a shot at him. I don't see it happening. If you're watching this, you can see that right there. But I'm trying. That's the men's card right there. Nothing wants to work for me today, but I'm looking forward to this one. And I'm looking forward to it for the most because, you know, just the whole Sami Zayn, Jay, then the way they played that on SmackDown, you know, Jay listening to him and KO, just all of that, and to see when it finally happens, because we all know it's going to happen. We've all been saying it was going to happen since this whole thing started. And yeah, I hope they drag it out just a little bit longer so we can get it closer to the Mania season instead of a random pay-per-view in between. That's it, Mania. But you know, I'm digging it and seeing him get Jay to break so many times, break character. Roman's the lucky one because he can laugh. Yeah, but to get all of that, I'm excited to, you know, see what they do with that. Again, KO back. Really, I don't care about the Brawling Brutes except for Sheamus and Pete Dunne goes, and Butch goes back to Pete Dunne. I'll be more excited then. Nothing about, you know, Ridge. I've never liked him. But, you know, there's a lot of interesting, you know, the things that get to play out in all that. Again, Sammy and Jay, Sammy and KO. Like, there's a lot. And I want to see what they're going to do with all of it going forward. I think KO's perfect for it. I'd love to see Drew and the boys get it, or, you know, let KO get the win, because then he can go and, you know, be in the title picture with Roman, just for something, you know, different again, to go back to that, because they put on such good matches. We know they could put something in there to fill time until, you know, the end of the Rumble. You know, they could do that. They were really good at that. They were fantastic at it, again, in my opinion. If you didn't watch them, go back and watch them. I thought they killed it. But again, like, I want to say that one of them's going to get the win, because we know Roman isn't going to get pinned. So we don't have to worry about that. Titles don't matter. I mean, if they, you know, if the Usos get pinned by, you know, Butch or what, they have another tag title match. They beat them. We carry on. They move on to another tag team. It's that easy to get rid of that problem. You know, they can have Solo take it and then have to, you know, prove himself. Just go out there and start mauling people, as they say, as the enforcer. That works. Sammy loses. He loses the one for the bloodline, makes him a loser. And that could be the way to, you know, progress rapidly, him getting out of the group. Like, there's a lot of ways to where it would make sense to have them just lose this one thing, because they don't ever lose anything. Title matches, matches. Like, you know, they don't lose anything that's important. And it's War Games. It's not a title match. It's not anything. So they can move on from it. And look at all the stuff they could progress with it. Just named off a bunch of things that they can progress so many things forward. But as I slam my fist gently as I can into this piece of wood so I don't break anything up here, it's the bloodline, and they've won everything. And every time there's a perfect chance to get the belt off of one of them, just because they haven't done it. No one can deny it. So we'll see. But again, perfect time to have them take an L, because they can have, you know, Sammy lose and just progress that into just rapid fire, all hell breaking loose, and put one of the guys on the other team, the KO or something, in a better spot. And, you know, move on from there. Regardless, I think it's going to be a great match. I mean, all the people involved in that, we know what the Usos do. We know what Sammy does. We know what Roman does. Sheamus, Drew, KO, Pete Dunne, Butch, whatever the hell you want to do. Moron. You know, that guy, like, we all know what they put on inside of this. We know there's going to be weapons. They're going to beat the piss out of each other. And they all enjoy it. Like, it's going to be an absolutely awesome night. It's just, how are they going to do that? And again, comment. Tell me which one of those things you think will happen and what you think is going to happen. There's a lot of ways they could do it to make it make sense. Just, do they pull the trigger? And then if they have the Brutes and them lose, do they have, like, Ridge Holland take the L? Just because, well, it's Ridge. And no offense to him, who cares? But we'll see. It should be a great night for the most part. You know, again, maybe Shotzi and Ronda will surprise us all. Shock the world. I'm begging you to shock the world. I'm not holding my breath because I don't want to die. But please, for the love of God, shock the world. And again, AJ and Finn, we know what they could do, but there's going to be so much stupid, it's going to hurt my head. So I'm not really looking forward to it, but great to see War Games on the main roster. Thanks for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube and follow across all of that on Twitter. Everything, I'll be live tweeting during the whole thing at Wrestling Ski. And until we meet again, my friends, peace.